This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
This week, Paula McIntyre was making stoner bread for Matt Baker and Alex Jones on The One Show, but she made me plum fritters and chocolate sauce.
So for the fritter mixture, I've got flour, baking powder, sugar, ginger beer, you know, the cloudy real ginger beer, and some buttermilk, and 2 egg yolks. And whisk it all up and leave it, maybe leave it for a few minutes. And then I've got the egg whites here. I have to say, John, that's the first time that I've whipped egg whites by hand for quite a while.
It's normally really? The normally you have your
electric mixer. Yeah. So a third of the white goes into the batter, and be brittle at this stage to loosen it up a bit. Yeah.
And what's that for, to lighten it up?
This is going to lighten it up. And it's, so hopefully these will be nice and doughnutty. And then the second batch, we'll just fold that gently in, yeah.
So that's light and fluffy. And you have the ginger beer, which is fizzy, so it's going to give it a bit of
a lightness. Bit of baking powder as well, hopefully.
What's the baking powder do then?
That's just to give it to raise it, really. Right. So when it hits the oil, that'll, so and then this last bit, just fluff that up. And make sure all your egg whites incorporate it into this.
Mm. So is this kind of, would you ideally need a deep fat fryer for this?
Aye, you would, and set it to 180 if you're lucky enough to have an electric one. And then fold the plums in, and that's our mixture now. So I've got some oil on the pan, and then if I just take drops of this, drop it in, turn it up a wee bit, and you sort of see it.
You can hear that starting to drizzle.
Yeah.
So in each wee blob, we have a blob of the batter, and inside it you have
a few plums. Yeah. You know, this works equally well with, I've done it with cherries. And I've actually done it with cherries, and then I've taken out the cherry or the ginger beer, and I put in like one of those cherry beers.
Oh, yes.
You know, the ones you like. Yes, And that's quite nice. So, and that makes it light as well. I think
you could do raspberries with raspberry beer.
You could, and you could do apples with cider. Or apples with fizzy apple juice. You don't have to do any kind of alcohol. And then we'll just let that, you'll see these now, hopefully, they're starting to puff up.
I mean, this won't take long because you're not cooking anything, you're just cooking the batter.
Just cooking the batter. And the thing about it is, John, you see the longer you leave that, you know, the egg yolk mixture with the buttermilk, leave that maybe for 15 minutes and it just, you get a nicer, so that, and they're nice and fluffy here. They're actually quite easy to flip over, and they're kind of airy.
Look at the colour of those. Golden on the other side. They're like wee pancakes.
They're like wee pancakes, aren't they?
But they're lighter than pancakes, though.
If you do them, actually, John, if you do them in a deep fat fryer, you can get more into it, and they're more sort of rounded. Whereas with this, it's more, they're more pancakey, but they still are fluffing up, as you see. So
I know what you mean. The depth of the deep fat fryer means it'll all be more circular. But I think that's just beautiful the way it is.
Yeah, you can sort of see them nearly floating there because they are so light. And then the other thing I've done is just a quick chocolate sauce. The chocolate sauce, just double cream boiled up. Bash a bar of chocolate, throw it into the double cream, and I've got
a bit of dark chocolate.
Yes, and a drop of rum. But you don't have to put the rum in, obviously. You can just do it with just cream. If you had a deep fat fryer, they'll float up, and then you'll know they're ready.
How long?
I think about these are what we're on for about 2 minutes now. So they're I can just sort of, you can see that there, that nice crispiness. So they're. Okay, we'll just take these off. Straight onto kitchen paper. That's the other thing.
Just to wipe off so they don't get soggy.
Yeah. You don't want a big mouthful of oil as well.
No.
You know the best chip shops are the ones that drain their chips really well, aren't they?
Absolutely. Look at those. 4, 5.
And then we'll just take an oily one here.
6 plum and ginger fritters.
And these are, now they should be nice and crispy. I'll let them just sit for a wee second, John, because they would probably give you third-degree burns at this stage. So and then just take a wee drizzle of the chocolate and rum sauce.
Lovely.
You should try it now to see how it is.
That's right.
Plum and chocolate's one of those beautiful things
I would
together.
Never have thought of that.
They're lovely together, plums and dark chocolate.
Plums aren't too sweet.
No, and they just work so well. Yeah, with it, definitely.
That is gorgeous. Get me a comfy chair.
I'm just going to say, get about 15 of those into you and half a pint of the sauce should be fine on a Sunday afternoon.
Recipe on the website, bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. Follow the links to the John Toll Show page. Thank you, Paula.
Thank you, John.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.